baby, if you've ever wondered, wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, from WKRP in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's magic is transforming the Cincinnati Bengals. Less than 2 years ago, Ohio native Joe Burrow quarterbacked the LSU Tigers to the national championship as the team finished with a perfect 15-0 college football record. He earned the Heisman Trophy and nearly every other national quarterback award after that incredible season. And a few months later, Ohio native Joe Burrow was selected by Ohio's very own Cincinnati Bengals with the first pick in the National Football League draft. Statistically speaking, the number one pick goes to the team which had the worst record in the prior season in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals have earned that dubious distinction by finishing the 2019 season with a pitiful 2-14 record. Though the Bengals have advanced to the AFC wildcard game 7 times in the last 30 years, that also means that the team has missed the playoffs 3 out of every 4 years during that same period, too. It's hard to believe that Cincinnati, yes, Cincinnati, has appeared in twice as many Super Bowls as the New Orleans Saints, who've made it once. But at least the Saints made the most of their one appearance, winning the Super Bowl in their only appearance in 2009. The Bengals are 0-2 in that big game since coming into pro football back in 1968 under the old flag of the American Football League. Perhaps that's why this team has been called the Bungles for many of their seasons due to the history of underachievement on the field. When Ohio native Joe Burrow's name was called in the first round of the draft 2 years ago, the people of Southern Ohio rejoiced. They had just watched their favorite quarterback languishing on the bench in Columbus while waiting his turn to play for Ohio State. And while on the bench for the Buckeyes, Burrow was finishing his undergraduate degree in Consumer and Family Financial Services in just 3 years of college, and then was thinking about his options to finally get off the bench and find somewhere else to play football for his college days ended. Burrow took his talents south all the way to LSU in Louisiana with 2 seasons of college eligibility. LSU had a reputation for being a contender nearly every season, but the school rarely featured a top-level quarterback. This seemed to be a marriage of two parties who needed each other. Joe Burrow would immediately enroll at LSU and less than 2 years later walk across the stage at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center to collect his master's degree in liberal arts. Joe Burrow was a focused student and a hard-working athlete, too. After earning the starting job at LSU during his first year in Baton Rouge, his Tiger teammates rolled up a nifty 10-3 record in 2018, finishing number 6 in the final AP poll. His last year at LSU was one for the record books. While accepting the Heisman Trophy at the end of the 2019 season, Joe Burrow made the sincere pitch to the nation to please help out the local food bank back home in Athens County, Ohio. 13,000 people donated nearly $500,000 as a result of Joe Burrow's brief speech about his home community that night. Yes, Joe Burrow still loved Ohio, and today, Ohio loves him even more. During his rookie season with the Cincinnati Bengals last year, Burrow sustained a devastating knee injury which ended his season after Week 11. The Bengals would finish the 2020 campaign, with just 4 wins against 12 losses. No! That isn't exactly what the fans or Joe Burrow had in mind. Cincinnati's young coaching staff is hungry too. An offensive specialist on his way up the coaching ladder, head coach of the Bengals, Zach Taylor, who was just 35 at the time he was hired, and his first-round draft pick, Joe Burrow, have immediately bonded. With an eye on identifying offensive talent, Coach Taylor also added Clemson standout wide receiver T. Higgins as his second-round pick in the same draft that picked Burrow number 1. And this year, the Bengals took Joe Burrow's favorite receiver down at LSU, Ja'Marr Chase, with the team's first-round pick. Yes, the Cincinnati offense definitely was on the upswing. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Bengals' defensive draft picks and some acquisitions have begun to gel and pay some dividends in 2021 this year. The Cincinnati Bengals are now Are you ready? 5-2. After going into Baltimore last Sunday and throttling the favored Ravens 41-17 and gained a share of the AFC Central lead. Quarterback Joe Burrow led the way with over 400 yards in passing, while his LSU wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, made the highlight shows across America with an 82-yard touchdown catch and run that you had to see. With 5 wins already this year, the Bengals have won more than they did in either 2019 with 2 or 2020 with 4. The old chants around Cincinnati about "who dey say dey gonna beat them Bengals," borrowed from the New Orleans Saints, of course, are ringing around the city. The team's unquestioned leader is second-year quarterback Joe Burrow. Though Joey B wears the same number 9 jersey as his football idol Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints, his leadership example of hard work and intense game focus also appear to be rubbing off on his professional teammates up in Cincinnati, just like they did on his college mates at LSU. As a guy with 2 college degrees, Joe Burrow obviously pays attention to the fundamentals and puts in the work on and off the field, and his teammates are buying into the game plan too. The Bengals' offense is now ranked number 13 out of 32 NFL teams, but the surprising Cincinnati defense is now number 9 in the league after another dominating performance last week in Baltimore. As the 3-3 Pittsburgh Steelers now find themselves on the bottom of the AFC Central Division for the first time in recent memory, the surprising Cincinnati Bengals are pushing hard to make the playoffs for the first time since 2016, where of course they lost to those same Pittsburgh Steelers. If there's a moral to this story, it is this. Turnarounds can happen quickly in the NFL, given the right circumstances. The magic formula for turning around those franchises may not come as quickly, though, because of ingrained poor management, questionable draft choices, and flawed decision-making in bringing in expensive free agents. While Cincinnati's 5-2 record this year is impressive, the Bengals' historically prudent spending puts the team's cost at number 22 in the league at $188 million out of the 32-team NFL. This Cincinnati team isn't winning because it spends like Jerry Jones in Dallas, who's number 1 with $254 million spent this year. The Cincinnati Bengals have made prudent decisions in hiring their coach, in drafting quality players, and adding free agents at the right value for their franchise. And it doesn't hurt for the Bengals to have one of the NFL's most talented and hard-working quarterbacks throwing the football to a couple of college football's most dominating wide receivers over the last few years as well. The Joe Burrow Magic Show is now on display in Cincinnati. For LSU fans looking for a bright spot in 2021, Burrow's Bengal Tigers in Ohio are making folks along the bayous in Louisiana have some fond memories of just 2 years ago. I'm Swam Swami. Who dey say they gonna beat them Bengals? Cincinnati's back.